Hello, I'm Celia Hatton, and this is The Newsroom. Coming up, the UK's once special relationship with the US is under strain. Can a visit from King Charles repair things?
The UK is one of our strongest allies, so we have to make sure that we keep that going strong.
We'll hear how the King and the President are getting along so far. Donald Trump's also been reviewing Iran's latest peace proposal. That as Iran's foreign minister has been in Russia. Our Russia editor tells us why Moscow's keen to highlight its influence over Tehran.
It feels like the Kremlin wants to show the United States that Russia has the power to escalate or de-escalate this conflict.
And
she twisted my head so she could look straight at my eyes and put a finger in my mouth and then made this belch vocalization. So I did my best to respond.
As nature broadcaster Sir David Attenborough prepares to turn 100, he reflects on his incredible encounter with African gorillas. Stay with us.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. A court in Washington has charged a Los Angeles man with attempting to assassinate President Trump. 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen is accused of storming the White House correspondents' dinner on Saturday, armed with guns and knives. The event at the Washington Hotel was attended by the president and top administration figures. Officials have said Allen was a guest at the hotel and he could face more charges. Shaima Khalil is in Washington.
They said that multiple devices have been recovered from Allen's home back in California, but also from the room that he stayed. Because remember, we now know that he traveled from Los Angeles to Chicago, then to Washington, D.C., and he did stay in the Hilton Hotel in the day leading up to the attack on the White House correspondents' dinner.
President Trump says the ABC network should immediately fire the comedian Jimmy Kimmel for likening his wife to an expectant widow. The late-night show host was delivering a spoof speech on the eve of the White House correspondents' dinner shooting. The president described his monologue as a despicable call to violence. King Charles and Queen Camilla have arrived at the White House at the start of a four-day state visit to the US amid souring ties between America and Britain. They were greeted by President Trump and First Lady Melania. Neda Taufik reports from Washington.
First on the agenda is a private tea with President Trump and the First Lady, followed by a tour of the White House beehives, and then later a garden party. A chance to strengthen personal ties behind closed doors and ease their country's strained relations. This is the biggest diplomatic challenge yet of the King's reign. He'll need to balance reasserting the UK's interests and charming his unpredictable host.
On Tuesday, King Charles will become only the second British monarch to deliver an address to the US Congress. Armed men have killed at least 29 people in northeastern Nigeria's Adamawa State. Klitsia Sala reports.
Local residents have said the gunmen entered a football pitch where people were gathering and started shooting at random. The state governor's office said the insurgents opened fire for several hours, burning houses, motorcycles, and places of worship. The region has seen repeated attacks by local criminal gangs and affiliates of the Islamic State in recent years. A statement in the group's name claimed responsibility for the attack, but the motive is not clear yet.
Italy has extradited a Chinese citizen to the United States, where he's accused of stealing information on behalf of his government during the COVID-19 pandemic. Xu Ziwei was arrested in Milan in July and is suspected of acting as an agent for Beijing. The charges against him include stealing COVID medical research from US government entities and universities that were developing a vaccine. BBC News. Special forces in Mexico have arrested a top commander of the powerful Jalisco New Generation cartel. Aureus Flores, also known as El Jardinero, was captured in the western state of Nayarit. The Mexican security minister said Flores was wanted in both Mexico and in the US. The funeral has taken place of 13 of the 20 victims of a bomb attack on a bus in southwestern Colombia. Local media say they were mainly farmers and local leaders. Residents and relatives carried white flowers and signs calling for peace in the region. The authorities blame the attack on Ivan Mordisco, the country's most wanted criminal, who leads a splinter faction of the now-defunct FARC rebel group. German authorities are investigating the death of a German tourist in Egypt after he was bitten by a snake during a performance at a hotel in Hurghada. Paddy Maguire reports.
German police say the man and his family were watching a snake-charming show at the beach destination on the Red Sea in early April. Two reptiles, thought to be cobras, were draped around the necks of the audience members as part of the act. One was allegedly allowed to crawl into the Bavarian's trousers. It then bit him on the leg. The victim, who showed clear signs of poisoning, was resuscitated and taken to hospital, but later died. German police are waiting for a toxicology report.
Taylor Swift has applied to trademark her voice and appearance in a move to protect herself from artificial intelligence impersonations. The global pop superstar has filed three trademark applications in the United States. Two of her audio clips introducing herself while promoting her last album and a photo of herself on stage. The move comes after actor Matthew McConaughey became the first celebrity to use trademark rules to attempt to protect his voice and image from AI misuse earlier this year. BBC News.